It's early evening as we enter the small house halfway up to the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. Rushbrook all by himself. The young man is stretched out on the dashboard, absorbedly following the adventures of his favorite fiction hero, Third Lieutenant Clinton Penn. But at this moment, having become aware of something, he calls inquiringly.
Hi.
But in
the
city of the
living room. Oh, in the living room. Yeah, yes, it is.
I wouldn't be surprised when they're sitting out on the front porch. Like a stroll over?
No, I won't call him.
What do you got in the box?
Yes. Oh, I won't call him. He'd take well on that way. I like him.
What do you got in the box, Uncle
Fletcher? Wash rags.
Oh?
Half a day of my landlady, Miss Cullen.
Oh?
I brought him over to show your mother. She's under office in the wash rags.
Yes. I wouldn't be surprised at what this particular collection of wash rags is one of the finest in the country. My landlady, Miss Cullen, has been accumulating wash rags for many years. Killing several thousands. This is the pickup lot.
Why don't you take them next door?
I got on the subject of wash rags at the supper table this evening. I was putting myself a toothpick out of a match. Something in my tooth, understand?
Uh-huh.
Miss Carter got to talking about her collection of wash rags.
Oh,
passed several remarks on the subject.
Uh-huh.
By this time, I'd fixed my tooth.
What was in your tooth?
Piece of meat.
Uh-huh.
I got this piece of meat out from my tooth, don't you see? And I snapped my jackknife shut, and I said, Miss Carter, why don't you let me take some of your wash rags over and show them to my niece? She's a bug on wash rags, too.
Yeah, she sure is.
So, that's what I got in this box.
Well, look, let's stroll next door and let Miss Dinah win my...
Oh, I can guess I won't horn in Rush.
I know they'd get a kick out of seeing the wash rags.
I won't horn in Rush. You take ladies that way. They like to visit between themselves.
Oh.
Tell you what I will do, though.
Okay.
I'll show you the wash rags.
All right.
I'll give you the interesting facts and figures. Then when Sadie comes home, you can pass them along to her.
Fine.
I'm going downtown to the courthouse yard anyway, directly. A bunch of them are probably sitting on the concrete embankment talking.
Uh-huh.
Hank Gutstop, Hawaii, Iowa, Skeever, Michigan, 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 such scallywags.
Yeah, they generally are down in the courthouse yard even.
Well, I can hear some mighty wise opinions expressed in the courthouse yard.
Yeah.
All right, Rush, now for the wash rag.
Okay.
This is one of the finest collections in the country.
Uh-huh.
I'll give you the interesting facts and figures. And you can pass them along to Sadie when she comes home.
Yeah.
Now, this first wash rag...
Uh-huh.
This first wash rag is made out of genuine chamois skin. My landlady, Miss Cullen, planted the chamois bush right in her own garden and picked the fruit when it was ripe.
The fruit?
Yes.
Well, chamois isn't a fruit. Chamois is an animal. Chamois is kind of like a deer.
Deer?
Deer. Antelope.
That's a different kind of a chamois.
Oh.
This chamois skin grew on a bush. Miss Cullen planted it herself.
Hmm.
Watered it every day, kept it well pruned and weeded. And when the fruit got ripe, she harvested it and made this high-class wash rag. Think you can remember these interesting facts and figures, Rush?
I know good and well I can remember all you told me about that chamois skin wash rag.
Right. Now...
Second wash rag.
The second wash rag. This wash rag... I haven't got my glasses, Rush. What's to say on here?
Knitted to the memory of Raymond Belcher Bierman, who expired from having a 10,000-ton railroad bridge fall on him December 19, 1887.
Yes.
Who was Raymond Belcher Bierman?
That, Rush, I don't know.
Miss Keller know?
No. Miss Keller found this wash rag on a streetcar in Rockford, Illinois, many years ago.
It's a peculiar kind of a memorial for a person that's passed away.
Brings a tear to your eye, does it?
No.
If it brings a tear to your eye, here's a wash rag to wipe a tear off with. I've just jolted you. Don't take anything I say too serious. I joke back and forth with you.
Sure you weren't joking about that chamois skin bush?
How's that?
Nothing. I see the next wash rag's got printing on it, too.
Yes. Can you make out what it says?
Eastern, Western, Joliet, and Southern Railroad. Please put this back on the rack.
Miss Cullen never mentioned where she got that wash rag.
Mm.
Very close-mouthed on the subject.
Mm.
So I can't give you any interesting facts and figures.
Mm.
Now, here.
Uh-huh.
Wash rag with pockets in it.
Oh,
5 separate pockets in this wash rag with labels on the flaps. Tell them what they're for. Read the labels once.
Bills, change, keys, tobacco, insurance policies.
Ever see a wash rag like this one before?
No, I never did.
It was invented by Caldwell Klein in Buffalo, New Jersey during the Spanish-American War. You may have heard of Caldwell Klein in connection with his stunt of being able to light his cigar by rubbing his feet together.
No, never heard of him.
Fine. Wash rags with pockets in it.
Huh?
Now, this wash rag...
It's also got printing on it.
Yes.
Property of the Terre Haute, Centralia, Gillespie, and Southern Illinois Electric Line. When through using, kindly give to quarters.
Miss Cutter never given any statistics about that particular wash rag.
Huh.
I don't know how she come by it. This next one, Rush, is very interesting.
Huh?
Notice what's embroidered on it?
George.
George is right. I turned the wash rag inside out.
Uh-huh.
What do you see now?
Edna.
Edna's correct.
I suppose
the idea is that it can be used by both the husband and the wife. George uses it, see?
Uh-huh. And then Edna turns it inside out and uses it.
And then Edna turns it inside out and uses it.
Uh-huh.
The George and Edna referred to on the wash rag were George and Edna Gaspbeetle. It just so happens I knew them because they were originally Dixon people. Lived in Dixon long about 1905 or 6. Then they moved either to Boston, Connecticut, or Little Rock, Oklahoma. I forget which.
Huh.
George and Edna.
Here's another railroad watch, right?
Oh?
Property of the Chicago, Downers Grove, Sycamore, and Skulking Indian diesel-powered shuttle system. Toss in wicker basket after using.
I don't recall any fact figures on that. Now here, Rush, we have what I believe is the most interesting wash rag in the entire collection.
Oh?
It is a wash rag.
Yes?
It is a wash rag that turned to stone.
Really?
Very likely it's the only one in existence.
I wouldn't be surprised.
A wash rag that turned to stone, by George.
Mm.
Drop it on the library table once.
Okay.
You can tell the scholars up at high school about that wash rag.
Yeah.
Go ahead, leave it go. Stone, huh?
Yeah.
Miss Cutter tells me she asked a fella in a jewelry store to estimate how old this wash rag is, and he refused to even take a shot at guessing. Take it on outdoors, ma'am, he says. This next one was a birthday present to somebody. Doggone it, I wish I had my glasses.
I'll read it.
Yes.
To Uncle Albert Boker on his 97th birthday. We love you. Martha, Harry, Chuck, David, William, Cecil, Irving, and Roger.
I'm not familiar with those people.
Huh.
Relations in this color's like.
Oh.
This next wash rag is almost as interesting as the one that turned to stone. This wash rag turned to putty.
Putty?
Yes. I'll just drop it on the library table. But the wash rag turned to putty. I'll go through the rest of these quick.
Yeah.
Wash rag made out of heavy material for people living in cold climates.
Uh-huh.
Wash rag made out of light material for people living in warm climates.
Uh-huh.
Wash rag shaped like a hyena.
Uh-huh.
Wash rag shaped like a vinegar bottle.
Uh-huh.
Well, guess that's all the wash rag.
Mighty interesting collection.
One of the finest collections in the country.
Are you sure you don't want to step next door and show Mom and Miss Donald?
Oh, no, Rush. I won't horn in. You take women that way, they prefer to visit between themselves. I'll just walk on down to the courthouse yard. You tell Sadie the difference...
Here's one more, Uncle Fletcher.
Beg pardon?
Here's one more wash rag.
Oh?
Property of the Dubuque, Quincy, Davenport, and East Moline Railroad. We want this back.
Fine, fine.
Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mrs. Vick.